Hey, we're back here for the final segment of the Let's Get Local program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Streaming live always at devilradio927.com. Of course, we've mentioned the greatest, self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app, for catching all the programs. So many great programs on this station, too. Of course, you got the Devil's Advocates, the flagship program. We've got so many other wonderful programs, Earl Ingram Show, some syndicated ones nationally, but so many local wonderful programs too. And, you know, including Pursuit of Sunshine, which is pretty new, but really starting to make their impact felt here at Devil Radio and hopefully in our community. Sharp Elbows, the Saturday lineup, you got to know too. Sharp Elbows and Francesca Hong and Nada are just, they always bring such interesting perspective every week and great conversation. And I think they talk about such important issues in a different way than we're used to hearing in recent years. Everyone's got to be yelling and screaming and fighting, or that's what we tend to hear about or see, right? These big antics by certain politicians. And while they are passionate and I'm sure get animated and fired up at times, they are able to communicate about some of these things so rationally and so down to earth and so in a constructive way that I think it really hopefully helps break some of the divide, break some of the tension with people with opposing viewpoints or who come into maybe a situation with an opposing viewpoint where they can hear what they're saying and the walls aren't up and the shields aren't raised and you can hear what another human being is saying in terms of how they view things that can impact people in a positive way, which might be different than what you think at the time. And maybe you'll consider that because of the way that they communicate, the way they bring that across. I really appreciate about that, about them both and their program and the guests they have on too. Plus it's entertaining. They love sports too, which you know I do. The Bucks, oh my gosh. Oh my, I could have done the whole show today about the Bucks, but this is not a sports show. But man, am I super jazzed that the Milwaukee Bucks won their first NBA title in 50 years, first of my lifetime, lifelong Bucks fan. You know, I'm 45, so I missed the previous championship, but this one was pretty awesome. And the other thing about it, while I'm on the Bucks, real quick, is one of the absolute best teams that Milwaukee's ever had, of course. The best team in the NBA this year, by definition. But even better than the way they play basketball, the people that made up the team. This is a group of players that were just unselfish, humble, appreciative, and stuck together through everything. Didn't turn on each other. There weren't big egos involved. It was refreshing and incredible to watch in today's day and age, not just in sports, but in everything. In everything. We've seen how many people, you know, self-promoting, self-touting, boasting about themselves for hours and hours and hours, including several politicians. And the Milwaukee Bucks, that's not the way they roll, man. Not these guys in this team. They assembled some of the best people who are also really good basketball players, and that's why they meshed as a team, and led by one of the finest people you'll ever meet. I mean, come on. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a remarkable person. I mean, he's an incredible basketball player, but he is a remarkable person. The story, the trials, the tribulations, where he came from to where he is now, the loyalty to the Milwaukee, the franchise, the city, all of that, when all the other draws were out there, right? And then the things he talked about, in if you don't watch basketball, you don't watch the interviews after, and you just catch some of the clips, his press conferences in these playoffs and especially these finals were so insightful about life, about the importance of viewing life as not necessarily about winning or losing, about doing your best, about if you make the best effort, if you contribute the best way you can, then you're okay with the outcome regardless, because you know that you have done everything you can to get the outcome that you like. And you know you've done it the right way. And that's the other thing he talked about too. The guy's awesome. If you're not a fan of him, then that's a YP. I'm sorry. It just is a YP. Okay? It's a your problem. All right. Love my Bucks. I could talk about them for the rest of the show. I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about some of the recent events coming up here. Colin and I covered some of this from Dame by Local, but there are some really great things happening. We talked about so many things happening in the summer, of course. But DBL's got, of course, a number of things that are out there that are coming up I wanted to mention. One, Picnic by the Lake continues on Sundays. Okay, Sunday evening, right behind the East Side Club. You got the Tiki Bar right there. You've got food. You got live music this week from Sean Shell. And then also food vendors, Ember Foods and Migrants this week. And then, of course, there's the Tiki Bar and all of that. So that event is 5:30 to 8:30 right on the shores of Lake Monona at the East Side Club, right behind the club. Wonderful event, wonderful venue. It's plenty of shade because it's going to be hot. So it's a great place to hang out on a summer evening. And this Sunday, summer evening, is another opportunity. Again, Picnic by the Lake is each Sunday, 5:30 to 8:30. Different musicians, different food, great location, same great location, but a little variety for you on the other fronts, which is pretty cool. In addition to that, we talked about the webinar coming up and the Lunch and Learn with Solar Legacy that Colin and I touched on. That one's going to be great. It's also, you're able to join that virtually if you can't make it over to Dane County Credit Union like we talked about. That's August 4th from 11:30 to 1 with Legacy Solar Co-op. And it's really interesting stuff about what Legacy Solar Co-op is trying to do to help get more solar projects to be moved forward and acted upon. So we know we're making progress in renewables. Legacy Solar has incredible advice. They talk about accessibility and advocacy, how you can be an advocate too for more solar projects to take place in our community and help us get to clean energy quicker. And Legacy Solar's got some great stuff on that. In the upcoming programs, we will talk about Eat Local, Give Local, and we're going to try to get some of the participating restaurant owners and representatives on here. But Eat Local, Give Local for DBL is Thursday, August 19th. Just putting that on your radar. August 19th, eat out. All you got to do is eat out. And you're giving back to, of course, local restaurants in the process, but also Dame by Local in the process. That event on August 19th, sponsored by Monona Bank here in the area. And in addition to that, there is the Dame by Local Car Show. It's a couple months away. Nah, a little less than a couple months away now. September 18th, 2021, over at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Save the date. It's a Saturday, 10 to 4. Car show, art fair there. Other booths, food, some live music. Great stuff over for the first annual Dame by Local Car Show, presented to you by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, our friend Thad, and the folks over at Fitchburg Family Pharmacy sponsoring that event. Of course, our sponsor for Let's Get Local, Evolution Financial, and Sue Peck. Sue's the best. She was on last week. So great to have her here in studio and talk with her about a number of I thought they were insightful topics, fun topics, get to know Sue a little bit better and share her joy and her star with you a little bit more. Some other really unique things about DBL right now and Dame by Local is some of the new members. We have a number of new businesses and organizations coming up in our community, reaching out to Dame by Local, joining the ranks, and understanding that together we can help prop everybody up. But so I just wanted to give a quick shout out to some of the new members here for Dame by Local. Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs, Duncan's Dog Daycare, Green Life Trading Company, Jet Room, Attic Angel Community, and Sweet Pea Social Media, all new members here to Dame by Local just in the last week. And if you are interested in finding about Dame by Local, the events, so many of them are for the community, are free, you can head over to Dame by Local's website, damebylocal.com, And you can sign up for the newsletter right there. And each and every week, you get that popped over to you. You can see what's happening, see about local events that you can participate in, where you know you're supporting local business owners, local nonprofits, and entrepreneurs right here that make our community unique and special. Thanks to my guest today, again, Rick Francois over at Francois Ford, but also in the community of Belleville, doing some great stuff down there. The Belleville Chamber, again, remember belleville-wi.com to learn about the Belleville Chamber and events happening in Belleville, Wisconsin. Of course, Colin Murray of Dane by Local. And how can I forget about Little Luxuries and the Buddha Board? Love Amy and the Little Luxuries team. Right on State Street, 230 State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. The website, littleluxuriesmadison.com. Thanks again to Crudy, the Devil Radio staff, and our wonderful sponsor, Evolution Financial. Again, check out the website, devilradio927.com. If you're interested in joining Evolution Financial as a sponsor of this program, Luke will get you all the info and get you hooked up. We'll catch you next week. Pizza Box is up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.